Good morning. Locally dense fog has developed overnight now into the early morning hours across interior New York and New England. In some places, visibilities are down less than a mile, so there could be some slower than usual travel early this morning in and around the region. The fog has been caused by unusually high moisture content in the lowest levels of the atmosphere from some of the rain over the last couple of days, and now temperatures dropping down to that dew point level. As temperatures climb with sunrise, the fog will begin to dissipate, and with a fair amount of hazy sunshine this morning, we'll find temperatures into the lower and mid-80s for afternoon highs. With the humidity still rather high, we'll see a couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms developing from time to time through the afternoon. No widespread or long-lasting rainfall throughout the region, but this afternoon will offer up at least the chance for a little bit of wet weather, and this will continue into the evening. The latest disturbance is shearing off to our south and west and through central Pennsylvania, and this will move into the mid-Atlantic region. As this system passes through, it'll leave us with a drier environment starting tonight into tomorrow. Partly cloudy skies overnight with temperatures back into the 60s, still a bit muggy with some fog, and a mix of sun and clouds tomorrow with high pressure in control, still a bit of humidity with highs in the lower 80s. With some energy passing through the Great Lakes on Friday, we'll stay dry with a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 80s. And then as that energy works its way into our region for Saturday, we run the risk at a few showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny, with highs bouncing back into the lower and middle 80s. Sunday looks warm and humid in the mid-80s with a mix of sun and clouds before the next and more powerful front makes an approach late in the day on Labor Day. With this front, we do stand the chance at additional showers and thunderstorms with highs around 80, then sliding back into the 70s behind the front to start the work week next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, heat advisories and excessive heat warnings continue for the Corn Belt into the upper Mississippi Valley. In Minneapolis, while the temperature has come down a bit, highs will still be in the lower 90s today, and with dew points in the 70s, the heat index will still be between 95 and 100 degrees. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Freeport in the Bahamas at 1:15 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Fort Irwin, California at 8:26 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/5 of a mile visibility and fog, 50 degrees with a northwest wind at 12 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 25 degrees. In Albany on the hour, patchy fog, 8 miles visibility and 65 degrees, the dew point 63, 93% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.89 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 109 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 32 at Lakeview and Kamolt, both in Oregon and Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with a scattered shower or thunderstorm in the upper 80s, Boston partly sunny with a scattered shower or thunderstorm in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo increasing sunshine with highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 83 degrees, the low 67, the average temperature 75, that's 7 degrees above normal. 0.06 of an inch of rain yesterday, 2.41 inches now for the month, which is 0.67 below normal. And 31.22 inches for the year, which is 5.45 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 78 degrees, the average low 58. The record high 98 set in 1948 and the record low 42 in 1982. Sunrise this morning was at 6:16 a.m. Sunset this evening 7:36 p.m. 13 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of hazy sun and clouds and humid today with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with lows in the mid-60s. for the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. A mix of hazy sun and clouds and humid today with the outside chance of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with lows near 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of hazy sun and clouds and humid today with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the lower to mid-80s. Partly cloudy, warm, and muggy tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, a mix of hazy sun and humid today with a shower or thunderstorm possible and highs in the lower to mid-80s. Partly cloudy and warm tonight, muggy with lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, a bit of humidity, lower 80s. Partly sunny Friday, still a touch of humidity in the lower 80s. A chance of a shower or thunderstorm Saturday, otherwise partly sunny, lower to mid-80s. A mix of sun and clouds Sunday, back into the mid-80s. Showers and thunderstorms likely late in the day on Labor Day for Monday, right around 80. Then 70s on Tuesday, breezy and cooler with a mix of sun and clouds. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.